she did.
Blog Talk Radio.
We've got Instagram posts by Mr. Farley basically saying forever homicide. Now, that's in line with YSL gang, with other gang members. But he's got the tattoos. He can't hang around YSL and falsely claim. He's got the tattoos and he's hanging with other YSL members. So he's not falsely represented. He's in the video. He wants to say he's Mr. Lee's assistant. He's in the video, so one gang sign, armed with a weapon. I'm not sure if that's in his job description as a assistant. He has seen numerous times. He's raised on Cleveland. Raised on Cleveland is the name of the predecessor gang for YSL. That is a street gang. If he wanted to say, oh, I was raised on Cleveland, that could be identified as a judge. So what is that? He's not going to force criminal to try to make a dollar. Just the fact that he might have a clothing line on there. And I was saying that for Mr. Williams also. Mr. Williams has made an interview that stated the gang pre-existed the record label. It pre-existed the clothing line. That's recorded statement by him. So anything that's marketed after that is an opportunity. I'm not saying they're not taking advantage of that. That doesn't mean they're not committing the original crimes. So just the fact that he is trying to make money off of selling something that is gang-related, that has got nothing to do whether he's committing this. And I say this kind of left-handed, respectfully. I know counsel didn't make any issue here, but he states the recording does show he's there on the scene at the time of the murder. It does. And it shows a lot more than that, Judge. He characterized the recording. You shouldn't need the jury to determine that. Basically, the same thing was presented to you on 523. You found that there's no reason, there's no evidence presented to change that ruling, Judge. Yes, or no?
Okay, all right. You got a minute?
Yes, just a minute, Judge. I agree with a lot of what the state said. Yeah, making a clothing line and using artistic content doesn't connect you to crime and make you a criminal. Just like wearing a Scarface shirt or a Godfather shirt doesn't make you part of the mafia. It's art. What Mr. Williams is making is art. It's spread all over the world, and now Mr. Farley is a bystander, Judge. What the state didn't correct was that, yeah, he's on a BT video not doing the things that the state proffered he was doing at the original bond hearing, Your Honor. We didn't have any of the discovery at that time, and this hashtag YSL, I mean, the word slime isn't even originated in Atlanta, Your Honor, as far as I know. I went around on the internet a little bit. There's a mixtape by Vod up in New York in 2009. It's called Slime Flu 2, and that predates a lot of this. So I think they're trying to just take advantage of this cultural term. Again, slime or die, it's just a play on words from vote or die, Your Honor. And it has nothing to do with whether or not someone committed a crime. That's done through evidence, and the state still has not proffered anything beyond mere presence and mere association. The Forever Homicide, Your Honor, that's a song by Mr. Wanye Lee, performed by the character Slime Life Shorty, where it's a play on words of homicide and homicide. I'm always by my homicide, and it's just a little play on words with the word homicide. Mr. Farley, you heard from his principal, has never even been violent at school. Gang behavior begins sometimes at 12 years old, 13 years old. This is so out of the ordinary as an allegation. Who joins a gang when they're 24 years old and never even got in a fight at school, and yet they're a homicidal person that can't even get a bond when they're presumed innocent? So, Your Honor, this YSL has been hashtagged over 21 million times all time in Instagram. And so because Mr. Farley has a page that also has T.I. and Future on it wearing his hat in addition to Mr. Williams, there's still nothing now that we have the discovery, and now we also have an actual live witness, Ms. Ford, to conditions. Okay.
Wow. Hold on, Mike, I got you.
Let me know, and we'll go ahead and hear those expeditiously, okay?
All right, figure out it just
too. Yes, Mr. Farley and Mr. Menez, since you are here and the new indictment has in fact come out, Mr. Menez, would you like to go ahead and have me arraign your client on the new on the re-indictment?
Yes, Your Honor, that's fine. I went ahead and filed a packet of consolidated motions.
Okay.
All I can think of now is that in light of the bond denial, I do intend to join in Mr. Steele's speedy trial motion.
We'll file it, and we will move on it accordingly. But in terms of the indictment, 22 SC 18357272, is it your desire to waive formal arraignment on behalf of your client?
Yes, Your Honor.
Have the court enter a not guilty plea on behalf of your client, and for you to have at least 10 days upon the receipt of discovery, the following motion.
Yes, Judge, we waive formal arraignment, plead not guilty, and we would ask that in light of the massive amount of discovery and the several co-defendants that we be allowed 60 days till after the completion of discovery to particularize or file any.
I'll give you 30.
Okay.
Because I'm still planning on moving on this case on the 9th of January. So, and I believe you've been given some discovery already, correct? This is just the updated discovery. They just re-indicted to, you know, for other reasons. But I'll give you 30 additional days, okay?
All right. Thank you, Judge.
Then it will remain on the 9 January 2023 calendar, okay?
Understood.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. I'll see you later.
All right. Okay. All right. Mr. Farley, you can be excused at this point in time, sir. Thank you.
Hold on, Mike.
This helps.
All right, I'm taking calls right now. We've been doing this for over 2 hours and no calls. Everybody calling, the number is right there on the screen on the bottom left that's pinned up. Y'all let me know y'all thoughts. Call in now. Brooklyn to motherfucking Cali, what's poppin', King? What's your thoughts, man?
What's good? What's goody?
Ain't shit, man. Talk to me, man.
Hey, man, I just want to say the situation is unfortunate because it's black folks involved. And, you know, a lot of times we do what we got to do in order to survive out here on these streets. But on the other hand, you're doing this shit to your own people. You're taking advantage of your own people. You're possibly killing your own people. That's just something that I can't get over. And for those who ain't, none of them niggas getting out of nothing. They is going to make a fucking example out of them niggas. They not allowing niggas to get out. They not allowing niggas to go in the studio and make no new music. We going to bleed you niggas dry till y'all don't got no more money to get these motherfucking lawyers out here. And we going to put you niggas in the motherfucking behind these bars. That's all they want to do is make a motherfucking example out of. And I know weed don't kill nobody, but trying to sell weed, it is a competition for anybody that ever been in the street. Niggas have died over corners and spots and shit and areas because, nigga, you impede on another nigga territory, nigga, that's their money. You might as well be stealing for whoever said weed don't kill nobody. That's not
right.
True. What the fuck do niggas think the gang shit really about in the first place? It ain't never really been about colors. When drugs hit the motherfucking community, it was all about area. It was all about territory. It was all about corners.
That's right.
But, yeah, I'm sad that, you know, niggas gotta go through this, you know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure their families are feeling this shit because these niggas is the breadwinners for the families.
That's right.
But at the same time, I look at it as just like when we see shit about these preachers and shit. I don't fuck with these preachers because they be stealing. And I don't fuck with these niggas because they destroying the community. And, you know, it'll be different if they was trying to uplift niggas. They not trying to uplift niggas. These niggas is trying to add numbers to their gangs and shit.
Right.
They're trying to get deeper in order to do more nigga shit. That's why they won't let these niggas out. It don't matter if they not a flight risk or none of that shit. It don't matter if they got internet access or none of that shit. These niggas, exactly. Exactly. For the nigga that they said joined the gang at 24 years old, nigga, you that shit lame, nigga. I was gang banging, nigga, when I was 13 and 14, not 24, nigga.
Right now,
that shit is some weirdo following shit.
Two questions, because I got a lot of people on the line. Two questions. Now with Miles Farley, who lawyer was just talking about him, just standing there, and the teacher speaking on his behalf. Make it quick. What's your thoughts on him and what his lawyer was just saying and what his principal was saying, and the second question is, do you think that, I'm pretty sure that we see how he looks. He looks very young. Do you think he's going to be one of those that may spit in the wind? Make it quick, my king. All right, go ahead.
I just think that, number one, whoever said I'm not for the black community, you niggas don't know me. The judge has made up his mind already. It don't matter what that lawyer is saying. It don't matter. That shit don't matter. What the teacher said didn't matter. The judge don't give a fuck about none of that shit. The teacher didn't do nothing but bend that nigga over. After the lawyer painted a great picture of the nigga, the teacher didn't do nothing but bend him over and push him up over into the grave.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That shit is all that happened. You know what I'm saying? And these kind of things, it don't matter if the nigga went to college. It don't matter if he don't got no history of nothing. They are trying to send a message to niggas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's all I really got to say, man. You know, this Brooklyn to Cali, man. Stop doing nigga shit when you getting this paper. Because then they already putting a spotlight on you when you getting this paper. And then all they doing is waiting for you to do some dumb shit so they can take the paper from you.
That's right. Yo, Brooklyn and Cali, call back in, King. You already know, man.
Yes,
Brooklyn,
sir. Yes, sir.
You all right. Now, look, I'm going to area code 646. Then we got Cali 213. Then we got 814. Let me just say this real quick. Only thing I can say is they put themselves in that predicament. And they have to lay in the bed. Area code 662-213-814. Can y'all please make it, you know, minimum as possible? I'm going to start with area code 662. What it do? Bars. What up?
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up, fam?
Man, I just really want to say free the YSL camp, free all them boys. They're going through a hell all in itself. Keep Lil Baby safe. And, yeah, just make sure. I just want everybody to make sure that they get the support that they need while they're going through this situation, man.
Right. All right, man. Well, thank you for your call, man. Salute. Area code 213, would it be Cali?
Hey, Mike.
What's up?
Can you hear me? Okay, yeah, this is Dave from L.A. Man, they're not getting out. Did you hear what they were saying? And did you hear the same thing that you heard? Everyone else has lawyers but those eight, okay?
Right.
Those eight people, they're going to go back in their cells, and they're going to rethink this. You know, so there's going to be a lot more telling. And, you know, I love Gunna and Young Thug. I love their music. They're not getting out though. And Fulton County, that's the same county that that's going to get Trump and the one that what's his name just went to, Rudy. But and that the other one, the one woman that asked for $15,000 bond, the prosecutor.
I'm trying to figure out her name. What's her name? Sorry to cut you off. Promise. Sorry.
I don't know. Hey man,
In the thing, I thought it was wanting something. I'm shorty, but that's a boy that looked like a girl a little bit. But go ahead, finish.
That took the breath out my lungs for a second. I was like, whoa, and you caught that too. three life sentences plus 20 years?
Yeah, man.
So even if they want to take it easy on you and say, hey, we'll just knock off two life sentences, and that's for three trafficking, counts of trafficking. Man, I'm going to make it quick, Mike. I love your show. Thank you for having this on, and thank you for taking my call. I want to wish some luck, but that's not looking good, man. That Rico, man. Fanny already said within 60 days there's going to be another more Ricos. That's going to involve Trump and all them. But thanks, Mike. Hey, man, you have a good night, and I'm going to keep watching, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for tuning in. Peace. All right. I got 814, then 567, then 267. Please make it under 2 minutes. I will gladly appreciate it. Area code 814, keeping it raw. What you want, goddammit? 2 minutes.
Hey, what's going on, Mike? You can hear me?
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
All right. Yeah, I'm representing Chilltown JC, and I'm an old head, so, I'm not into this spinning and drilling and all of that type music, so I feel sorry for them. When you do things and then you put it online and you put it on the internet, you only causing problems for yourself. And they've been gathering all this evidence for a decade. So this is why they're not getting any bonds. The prosecution can only save us so much. They can't reveal everything that they have. So therefore, it's like they put themselves where they at. So they like screwed.
Right.
Like a whole decade of evidence that the prosecution has. So they buried themselves. And I feel sorry for them because, they're youngsters and they're getting the bag from what they do, but that bag ain't always what it's meant to be.
Right.
So they screwed themselves, man. That's all I got to say.
Hey,
I just feel sorry for them. And they still committing more crimes while they in jail. Getting these illegal cell phones and saying stuff on these illegal cell phones, that's putting them deeper in trouble. Still committing crimes while you behind the wall.
That's right. Hey, Kim.
That's sad.
Thank you for your call, family. You stay up and stay safe. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir, Mike. Keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Thank you, King. Now, I got two more calls, 567 and 267. Y'all just hold on right now. I wanted to say this a little earlier from the last two calls. If you look at, hold on, give me a second. If you look at the indictment, let me just do this real quick for y'all, all right? Let me see. If y'all can see, all right? If you can see. You don't see Gunna name in none of this. You don't see his name in none of these. Trust me, I know. You don't see his name. You do not see his name. And this is why, everybody, this is why I say this is not for the people who's already in the know. My broadcast in certain situations, especially things like this, I speak to the kids, I speak to the teenagers, I speak to the absent-minded, the easily influenced, the one that needs to be given some jewels or some examples and guidance. This is what this is for. This is not for y'all grown-ups or people who's already in the know. Listen. Gunna is not in any of this. It started with him going back and forth with, all right, look. Sergio Kitchens, subject to traffic, stop of speed, and involving the stop of vehicles driven by Williams and another, depending upon who were armed. Okay. Now, look. Hold on. This is him. Gunna. with Young Thug. This is 2018 of May. Sergio Kitchens and Young Thug, Jeffrey Williams, associates of YSL, were the subject of a traffic stop for speeding involved in a stop where two vehicles, one driven by Williams and another vehicle closely following Williams, containing four individuals who were armed, numerous weapons with high-capacity magazines to include the AK-47 and a 30-round magazine, an overt act for the conspiracy. Now, we have to know something as well, to my point. You could get caught with drugs. There'll be a whole bunch of drugs or whatever. They will plant that shit on everybody. If there's numerous of guns, because it says containing four individuals who were armed with numerous weapons with high-capacity magazines to include. You have to understand, sometimes they add words into the indictment that it's like painting with a broad brush or casting a wide net, including everybody. I am an example of being in a lobby with people that got caught with drugs, and I was basically put into that situation where I had to do 4 months out of 7 months because they said I sold drugs. But it was somebody else that sold drugs that I said before that I'm going to see him whenever I see him. So my point, sorry to make this all drawn out. Sergio Kitchens, a.k.a. Gunner, is really not in these indictments like that. So they're trying to make sure that he goes down with them because he's an affiliate, a conspiracy. Look. An overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. Conspiracy is serious. That shit used to happen in my project, and I promise I told with this. Niggas in the hood, projects, complex, wherever you at, poverty-stricken communities, they will let you rock. They will let you sell drugs on the block. They will let you make those sales for weeks, for months, for years, but they taking data. Even if they know that you're even not selling drugs, you just there most of the times. You're gonna be included. That's why it's a conspiracy. It's an affiliation. Once they figure with an affiliation with it, it's over. And again, what's your name got involved, Gunner, because of that slime shit. I think it was a tattoo or a shirt or something that he threw up on a Twitter or Instagram post, and he was going back and forth with 6ix9ine. That's how his ass got indicted. You understand what I'm saying? So kids, again, this is for y'all and y'all only. Pay attention and do not follow those same footsteps. That's all I have to say. Sorry for the long, drawn-out interpretation. I don't give a fuck. We got area code 567, then we're going to go to area code 267. Yo, 567, under 2 minutes, King, what up?
Man, 30 seconds, bro. All I'm going to say is, man, they did it to themselves. The video that you're showing is literally showing everybody in the chat this is what they signed up for. That video is showing people what they are involved in. These dudes done already sold they soul anyway. So they done for it anyway, bro. All like you said yesterday. Well, I mean, not yesterday, but the other day when you were talking about niggas taking bait. They took the bait, and now they incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's right there. You showing it right now. The dude wrote his name, and the motherfucker pen caught on fire. That's what happens.
Mm.
I don't know why people don't think that these labels, they literally set this shit up. They set it up like that.
That's right. And then they don't even know what's in a fine print. Now, with these contracts because they know they're black and they're going to wind up getting lots of this and that. They're going to have some sitting there where they can take everything. They can take their fucking publishing or whatever it is for their assets. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what happens with these big record label companies. If you sign with another company, the senator, and they fund the money to a label and they give the money to the artist in hopes of a recoupment of a certain type of money to pay that label back, if they don't meet those requirements within that contractual agreement in that time, that duration, they can literally take your company. That's what happened. Yeah. BMX saved them. Rough Rider saved them. Murder Inc. saved them. All of those things. So we have to pay attention. It's crazy. Anyway, in closing, King, last thoughts, real quick.
My last thoughts, bro, is just certain rappers don't get screwed over because they know what they're doing. They know how to read. They know how to do math. They pay very close attention. These new rappers ain't paying attention. That's why you don't see certain rappers in the same position that they in. Because they knew better. And Young Thug and them, they too old not to know any better, bro. Motherfuckers in the comments talking crazy. These niggas is too old not to know any better. They grown men. You're supposed to know that shit.
Right. Hey, man. Yo, King, I appreciate your call. You already know, King.
What's up, bro?
Montrese, right?
Yes, sir.
No doubt. Shout out to my nigga Montrese. Peace.
Peace.
The bars. Last call. But anybody else that want to call in, please call in. The number is right there on the screen on the bottom left. Highlight it. All right. I'm going to go to area code 267. I think that's Philly, if I'm not mistaken. Where you calling from? I think that's Philly, right?
Yeah. That's Philly. Right. What's going on?
Chilling.
I just wanted to say, man, once you got a record label and you doing that, man, you getting that bread, you got to stay out the streets. That's for one, man. That's why they wrapped up in this, man. You got a record label and you getting legal money. You can't get dirty money with it. It don't mix. You know what I'm saying? And it's not what you do, it's how you do it too.
That's right. That's right.
I know for sure a young boy, he was 21 years old. He had his own record label getting it done, man. He had Paramount coming at him to buy his label. But he couldn't leave the streets alone, so he got hit with the RICO. He doing 40 years. Him and his crews. Everybody wear the shirt with his name on it, with his label name on it, pictures on the internet and all that. Bro, they all got indicted. They all doing time. So I'm just like, if you're young and you're doing it, just stay out the streets, man. It's not worth it.
Right. That's right. And all this is just examples. And again, this is for the kids, the teenagers, the early 20s, mid-20s, that's not, fully aware or fully at their conscious potential.
I got sons, not to cut you off, but I got sons that I used to rap, man. I had to stop, man, because you gotta know what it's all about, man. You just can't be singing stuff, man. You gotta understand that everything we say, our words is power. And you're saying this is vibrations, is energy. So when you start speaking stuff come about, and then you start living the life that you speak. So I got to say, man, the rap game ain't the rap game like it used to be no more, man. And it's messing the streets up. So I guess this is a good thing for it to happen because they could see that where it could lead them. Nowhere but broke again, back in worse position as they was before they even started. Because you'd be like, dang, I wouldn't even have did this if I knew my life would let me here. You see what I'm saying? You don't want to wait till it's too late. And that money not gonna get them out of there, man. I'm sorry, bro. The money, they could have millions, man. They done froze accounts and all that. Their families can't eat. It's not worth it. So if you're getting it legally, I say leave the streets all the way alone, and just be what you call that, an upstanding citizen. You just gotta just start doing right for the community, man. Like, give back and stop. taking money's phone pictures. Like, what you showing on the screen, bro, that's nothing but the devil, man. Like, all that shit is, it's a setup, bro. It's all mirrors, smoke and mirrors, man.
Hey,
smoke and mirrors, the money, all that shit is to make our kids go down. And we got little kings and, I mean, little princes and princesses running around here. They're supposed to be looking up to us, man, and that's not the way to have our little fellas looking up to them. You know what I mean? They shouldn't be looking up to that, man. And so if you're saying free them, I say free them too, but you got to learn from your lessons, man. Got to learn
right.
from your mistakes, I mean.
Hey, man. Hey, look. Thank you for your call, King. Shout out to motherfucking Philly. And be safe out there in Philly, because y'all niggas is crazy.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, it's Wild Wild West out here right now, man. You're right. Everybody
Peace.
Keep your head up.
Peace.
Peace.
All right. I got one more call, 770. I think that's Georgia. That's her name. Hold on, 770. I just want to say to everybody, I do want to say something to G Get Inc. Excuse me. If you want to call in, call in. If you want to call in, call in. Again, kids easily influence. God give you examples to learn from. God give you examples so you don't have to be the example. And Nas said this one thing back in the day. He said, somehow the rap game remind me of the trap game, of the crack game. He said somehow the rap game reminds him of the crack game. You know what I mean? Hip-hop was built from the streets, because the streets of New York were all the burned down abandoned buildings. They took everything out of school. The instruments, musical, every motherfucking thing. Hey, Amber. And we came from nothing and made the biggest universal genre of music ever, which we call hip hop. G Get Inc. You say you're listening. I'm asking you to call in and give your thoughts. That's all. I'm gonna go to this last call. If nobody else call, I'm gonna go right back to the court motion hearing. We got Georgia in the building, 770. What it do? Shout it.
Yeah, what's good with you, man? I listen to your show a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I'm 24 years old also. I'm right in Atlanta. So let me my thoughts on this, I don't think they're getting out. And you don't find and you know what I find funny? That the label that sold, that YSL is under 300 Entertainment, sold the label 8 months before the case. Something's not right to me.
Right.
That's what I find funny.
Jamal Crawford and
I think it was Lior Cohen.
No, it wasn't Lior Cohen. It was the baseball player, because 300 Megan Thee Stallion was signed to him. So it was,
yeah.
Jamal Crawford and what was the dude with Babyface? The other dude, the other guy, the black guy, he had that company, and they sold it. So, yeah, what's your thoughts, guys?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I find it funny. And look, it's not like, how should I say, our generation is not like y'all generation. It's not like this. The age of solid niggas is over. This is the age of snitching. It's every man for himself. When you were pointing out the case, you have 9 co-defendants with no lawyer. What do you think is going to happen? Every time they go to their cell, they come out, we don't have a lawyer. It's been 2 or 3 months. What do you mean that they don't have lawyers? These people should have been taken care of right after Thug and Gunna. So if they don't have lawyers, eventually they're going to turn into state informants. This is the problem. So that's why I have to say, like, that all I have to say to my fellow black men and women, the age of this street activity, all this false, this money that, like what I'm seeing on the screen, all, like the previous caller said, all this false money, the people that are making the most money are the white executives that don't get in the streets. That's the thing. You're the one, us as the black people, we're taking the risk. We're the one making the music, getting involved in RICO, and the people that profit, the 90% of the profit goes to the white man. They take the, and by the grace of, and then by the grace of our talent, the white man takes their children on to trips on Calabasas, to California, Italy, and then you're the one suffering. And they move on to the next person. That's how it works. It always ends in death or prison. So that's all I have to say, and thank you for giving me a platform. Thank you.
Hey, no problem, man. What part of Atlanta you from?
Right now I'm in Peachtree right now. Peachtree, Atlanta.
Peachtree, so you downtown Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm downtown. Right. Yeah, I'm in Georgia State right now. Yeah.
All right, so salute to you, man. You say you're in Georgia State for college?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, pursue your dreams and be successful, man. That's all I can tell you, man.
Yeah.
All right?
Appreciate you.
All right, I got Virginia. This promise the last call. Hold on, 757. Hold on, Virginia. I think that's my boy Mega anyway. I think so. I'm not sure. But yes, that Kevin Lyles. Kevin Lyles brought it. 300 Entertainment has sold to Warner Music Group. The latest blockbuster deal in the music industry's unprecedented shopping spree for music assets. Their assets, okay? Assets is what appreciates value. Paintings, record labels, businesses, houses, things of that nature that appreciates value, that holds value. Anyway. The deal, which Warner Music Group announced Thursday, closes months of speculation of industry rumor over a potential 300 sale. That was December 16th. That is 5 months. December, January, February, March, April, May. They've been locked up since May, I forgot the date. I think May 23rd, May 6th, 8th, or whatever. So they knew what was going on. Who brought 300? After holding top posts of Def Jam and Warner Music and managing Mariah Carey and D'Angelo, Kevin Lyles went back into the label world a decade ago, and co-founded of 300 Entertainment, which was sold to Warner Brothers. All right, it was Kevin Lyles. It was Kevin Lyles. So sorry about that. And you see, it said talks $400 million Warner deal with Gunna and da 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 da. Is it a major label? Was it merged with Elektra? Da da da. All right, okay. But anyway, we're going to go to this last call. Oh, well, they hung up. All right, so look, we're going to go to a little bit of more of this, and then I'm getting out of here, man. All right, where we at? Thank y'all for tuning in, though. Let me ask this one last question. Who is new to this live stream? Who is new to this channel? Please press 1 if you are new and you already subscribed. Let's go.
No, unless he has any other motions that have been filed, no.
I'll let the court know, Your Honor. I'll let the court
update
it.
If you file this motion, let Mr. Chamberlain know.
Everybody show genetic, Get Inc., Amber Valley. Miss FCT, you ain't fucking new. I don't think you know, but if you are, sweetie pie, thank you, and please, everybody, make sure y'all welcome them with love to the motherfucking family, all right?
We'll I'll make a decision as to whether or not I hear on the 8th or some other date, okay? Thank you, sir.
Love you too, sweetie.
All right, let's see who else we have left. That needs to at least proper at this point in time.
Thug is not the captain. Stop lying, man. Cut that shit out.
Ms. Alana, can you tell me who's in N506? Thank you, madam. Madam, I'll go ahead and take that up next, okay?
He's already on the Zoom. He is. He is. Hold on. You can't do that. GG, get in. If Young Thug is your cousin, why you can't call in? I'm not gonna ask you this to ask you questions like, well, what's going on? What did he say? What are you gonna do? Is he threatening people? I'm not gonna do all that crazy shit. You say you're not going to call because you on your phone looking at the chat. What that have to do with anything? You know what I mean? You calling in? Call in right now. Call in right now. So we got a potential cousin of Young Thug. All right, the number is right there on the screen. Right there on the screen. I'm not going to even play the video until we call. If you Young Thug's cousin, call in. The number is right there on the screen, 319-527-6193. I'm looking right now. I don't see you calling in. Call in real quick. Call in. Call in. I definitely want to see. If Young Thug is your cousin, I know what you're going through. Trust me, no doubt. I got to write it. All right, write it down. Write it down, King. Hey, Kia, what's up, sweetie? How you doing, beautiful? What's going on? How you doing? Yeah, Anthony Allen, I don't know. You don't have to write it down. Just get on your phone, look at the screen, and just dial the number in. That's all. Fuck it. I'm going to play it until I see a number pop up.
Just hang tight. And so, Ms. Nova, I'm saying you're eager, but I need to take a comfort break.
Right,
I've been here
on
since the time we came out, and I'm over 50. What?
Okay, we definitely got a Atlanta number, 678.
Yo.
What up, man? What up?
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you now, but what I was saying, though, you know, I was trying to stick in the chat so I can just keep up. What I was saying, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about me, but yeah, that is my cousin though.
All right. How is he your cousin?
Yeah, my uncle got 3 kids by his mom, and I've been knowing his mama before he was even born. So it's just like that. So he's not my blood cousin, but his 2 of his sisters and, you know, his brother.
Yeah, y'all related like once removed or twice removed. Got you.
Say it again.
I said, so your family, like, I don't know if they want to say twice removed, thrice
removed.
Like my
uncles and my mom growed up around his mom type stuff. Like my dad, they all growed up around each other. So.
All right, so if that's the truth, I'm just going to go by that. So, I see off the rip. This is not an interrogation. I'm not gonna ask you questions.
Oh no, you can't interrogate me. I already know what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
I know, I'm just saying all just off the rip that this is not what this platform is for. But if you're saying you his cousin, give us a rundown if you can on what we're seeing and you know, what's your thoughts on it? What else can you give us to validate whatever we're seeing or whatever? Go ahead.
That I'm thinking is still coming from Lucci, but Lucci is like, all right, Lucci is like my family too. Like, so they both, huh?
You said he your family too?
Now, he ain't my family, but he like, man, my brother, he like one of my brother's best friends. So basically, like, from that fact, you feel me, that my little brother, you know what I'm saying, they almost like cousins. So I'm looking at it like, why they fighting, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. But I don't run with now one of them, you feel me. So
I know you're calling that because I know exactly how they talk. Because my cousin from Brooklyn, he talked like a straight AT alien, and I love my AT alien. So I know you. I know you from Atlanta. What part of Atlanta are you from?
I'm from what little baby from Oakland City, and then but I was raised in College Park. All
right, College Park. Now, if you don't know, I didn't grow up in Atlanta, but I know Atlanta. College Park is before East Point, right? On a train.
I mean, if you come from the South, but if you ain't come, if you come from Atlanta, you gonna, you gotta go past East Point to get to College Park.
I'm talking about on a MARTA train because it's East, is North.
That's what I'm talking about. The same thing. I ride MARTA all the time. But you got, if you come from Atlanta, you gotta go past East Point to get to College Park. So if you coming from Florida, you gonna hit College Park before you hit East Point. That's all I'm saying.
Right. So, yeah. If you can explain what's going on, that's all I can say. What's going on?
From way back when I guess a guy named Peanut, when he had died, you know what I'm saying? After he had died, people were just saying that Thug actually did that, and that's the reason why YSL and Lucci's and Posa had been beefing. That's what I got. But that's what I also know too. But nobody has the evidence that Thug did anything. You see what I'm saying? So, and then my mind's racing right now because I'm on the phone. You know, I don't get nervous. I ain't nervous about nothing because I talk to you in your face if I had to. But it's just this phone thing. I know people listening. I want to be to where they can understand what I'm saying. My whole thing is that evidence, that's what matters. Like, if they can actually prove that somebody did something, and then I know conspiracy go a long way too, you know what I'm saying? But that's what I need to see any of this, you know what I'm saying? Because I just feel like it's just crazy that they would say that somebody said something happening and then taking it like that without having, like, full evidence. So I'm glad I'm watching your channel because you the first one that I ever seen to like show like picture, you know, of what's going on. Cause I have been kind of ignoring it at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So like, when I was talking, like, man, I need to know what's going on in the chat. You see what I'm saying? I hear people just saying, oh, they need to just go to jail. But I'm still thinking in the back of my head, like, why is this happening? You feel me?
No, hold on. Just hold that thought. I had to block Darkside because he said that I don't know how to conduct the interview. Oh, yes, I do. Only thing I'm just telling you on the phone, I'm just going to ask you two questions. What is Lucci's name and where he comes from? Like
Summerhill, but I'm not familiar with what his name is. My little brother would know.
Where's Summerhill at? Where it used to be?
You said where's that? Like by the Braves Stadium. Where the old Braves Stadium used to be.
Where the old Braves Stadium used to be.
In Summerhill.
No.
What do you mean no? Like, what do you mean, no? Because all you got to do is go across two red lights and you'll be in Summerhill from the old Braves stadium.
Some Summerhill project, am I correct?
Yes.
Now, what street is over there by Summerhill? What is that main street where Summerhill projects used to be?
That's a good question because I don't be paying too attention to the street whenever
right.
I want to go see my boy.
Thank you for your call. Now, like I told y'all, I let people, I give them enough rope to hang themselves. I am somebody who literally been in Summerhill projects, know which street I was on, and I told y'all I was in the group home directly across the street from Summerhill projects. If he would have said Stewart Avenue, I would have said or Metropolitan, which they changed Stewart Avenue to Metropolitan. That's on the West End. That's where Little Baby had that back to school shit. So he's lying. He's definitely fronting. So I know exactly what I was doing. You know what I mean? But you said when you from Atlanta, you don't have to know the streets. Listen, I'm gonna say this to be quiet. I was in the shelter down there. And hold on, I think it was the shelter. We worked at the Atlanta Braves Stadium. I worked in the Atlanta Braves Stadium. That is, if I'm not mistaken, the Atlanta Braves Stadium is close to downtown. Is the Atlanta Braves shit on the on the West End, like West End? Anyway, look, like I said, you didn't sound like you really knew anything, so I'll just leave it like that. Anyway, sorry. I'm going to play this shit, and then we're going to get up out of here. If anybody else have any other things to say, definitely call in. If not, fuck it.
And so is Mr. Aft and several other people, Mr. Geary. We would all like to take comfort for just a few minutes. So if we could maybe have 10 minutes, that would be great. I think that would probably be appropriate under the circumstances. So I'm going to take 10 minutes. We'll see who's here at that point in time. I'll go ahead and take Mr. Kitchens up at that point, okay? You can be excused, thank you.
When it's time to make your move.
To do real quick because my people told me to show this video, right? It's a music video, right? It's this shorty named Kenzo B from the Bronx. Shorty is pretty dope. So I'm going to play this video real quick. All right? And then I'm going to skip to where as they come back to court. And this shit is going on 3 hours, man. So let me play this shit. And Shorty is really dope. Really, really dope, man. So New York got some shit, still got been, but I like Shorty shit. I like Shorty shit. Shout out to my cousin Scooby for putting me on the Shorty. Shorty kind of dope. So I'm gonna play this real quick. If y'all like it, let me know. But this shit is hard.
Suck a dick for them niggas that doubted me. Love how I move, cause I play with a blitz. You know I can't be pray, niggas trying to defile me. I remove all my dick while they clocking me. Told to be good for them bitches, that's why I'm like, I got no hits, why you think he's flocking me? Same more than once like we play in Monopoly. Shut the door and sell it to the dentist. What I've been wanna talk and now I wanna chat. How the fuck did I know it's gonna come back? Stay dangerous. I went and got a chop and I just went full of cop payment. My life cannot come out. I want to move it. Just beat on a bitch on a cuffing. But the outfit, how she running her mouth like she cocked it. We know the road, baby girl, you ain't got it. Gotta go with the blick in my pocket. Don't need to try, but I'm always a topic. Talk safe, I ain't even a squad bitch. One call, I can't make any flawless. And that bitch better jump on the top it. Like top it. I got some haters and some niggas proud of me. Suck a dick for them niggas that doubted me. Love how I move, cause I stay with a blick. And all I can't be crying, niggas trying to devour me. Every move on my neck while they copy me. Post chicken, go for them bitches that's watching. Got no hit, white, T, E's, watching. It's no matter what, like you playing Monopoly. Are you kidding me? Niggas saying they broke, but you worry about me. You stab me, get a bitch with me. Bring your life outside on the top, but you ain't doing shit with me. Like, stop. If it wasn't for bro, bro, would you let it shot? Like, fuck, you taking a lot, and I think that a cemetery in her pocket. Like, what? Are you dumb? You can do it, and it's too fun. Bro, talk like that's how you run, have it too bad, all the time, all the time. My dick, real shit. When they see me, they won't even blink. It's so funny to pick up, bitches, it's like I'm a spinning, you gotta miss. Some haters and some niggas proud of me. Suck a dick for them niggas that doubted me. Love how I move, cause I stay with a blick, and all I can't be praying, niggas trying to devour me. Every move on my neck, while they clocking me. Post chicken, go for them bitches that's watching me. Got no hits, why you keep fucking me? Same little ones like you playing Monopoly.
Nah, I like Shorty. I like Shorty. Shorty definitely dope. I tell you one thing, that shit better than that. What's that bitch name? Glorilla or whatever. That other shit. That, come on, son. That shit is trash. I'll tell you this real quick. Salute, well, hold on, you watch my mouth, because I'm talking about CMG, Cocaine Music Group. Now, all this shit that's going on, right, Yo Gotti has a record company called Cocaine Music Group, and Jay-Z told him to change his name, change that name, the record company name. And they didn't. But I'll just say, he's making sure that nothing is going to tarnish his brand and his label. Rest in peace to motherfucking Young Dolph. And I got some shit up the sleeve with Young Dolph too. But that's for my membership. Oh yeah, my membership. Everybody make sure within a week, I'm going to have my membership shit, so y'all could just watch me on there. I'm gonna have exclusives, my interviews, all types of shit on there. So make sure that y'all do the membership, $10 or $15 per month. Y'all don't have to donate while I'm on live this and the third. Just do, it's only for my true family. That's all this is for, because I know everybody is not gonna do it. But I'm gonna have my membership. And people who want to do YouTube, they want to know how to do it, I'm going to have tutorials and everything for you. Anyway, let's continue. This is on Gunner right now. Oh, shit. Hold on. Area code, I'm sorry, last call. Area code 443, I think that's Maryland? No, right? Chicago.
Hello.
Wait, where you calling from?
Yes, sir. I'm calling from Maryland. How you doing, brother?
All right. Let's get it. Make it quick, King. What's up?
No, this will be very brief. I'm enjoying the episode right now. I just want to keep all of us focused that we have to understand that while we are right now on the internet, African-American communities are being eradicated, so we must stand up to fight gentrification. And one important way to do that is by opposing mass immigration. We must call ICE on all illegal aliens. They can't grow up and become police. That's facts. Their kids grow up to be police, and they lock up our kids. So before the illegal aliens' kids can become police, we must get them deported.
Hey, what are you? You're FBA? What are you?
I'm definitely a U.S. freedman.
No.
I ain't calling to take all your time up. I ain't calling to give y'all a lecture. That's all I wanted to say. Get the illegal aliens deported before they kids grow up and become cops and mass incarcerate your kids.
Are you gonna hang up now? Can I just ask one question? Where are you listening.
Go ahead, bro.
Where are you from? What's your background? What is your parents' background?
I'm a descendant of United States slaves on both sides.
That's why I asked you, are you an FBA? Are you a foundational Black American? Or
I mean, these are terms I'm familiar with, but I identify as a U.S. freeman. That's the status that my ancestors were labeled and granted.
Where is your mother and father from, originally from?
All right, my mother's side, Ohio, Virginia, Tennessee, et cetera. My father's side, Carolinas.
So you are a descendant of Black Americans?
I mean, I don't want to get into semantics, but yeah, essentially, yes.
No,
with you. Yeah, I'm not. My point is, I'm not trying to gangbang on you with semantics. So yeah, if that's the term you want to use, definitely, I'm a descendant of Black Americans on both sides.
All right, there you go. Thank you for your call. Peace. I doubt that. I doubt it. I highly doubt it because he would have knew off the rip what it was. But anyway, let's continue, y'all. Nah, we get the fuck up out of here. Right. After this gun and shit, that's it. That's it for me. That's it.
I'm gonna take up Mr. Kitchens at this point in time, folks, and we'll see who else is on the platform. Yes, you may, of course. You like. And I'll see you on the 8th. You got an in court notice, and we'll send you out a formal notice as well. Okay. You're welcome, sir.
Who is this, Mega?
Hold on.
Yo?
Yo?
Who is Mega?
Rondo.
Rondo? All right, hold on. All right, last call, because I'm going to shut this shit down. Rondo, thank you for the donation. What's good? What's your thoughts? 2 minutes.
Man, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. This shit is already played out. This is just a money grab for a lot of politics right now. It's already played out, and they're going to bring a lot more down, too. So this shit for us is just a show to keep us distracted for more shit they got implemented that they're going to do, meaning the system.
Right, go ahead.
And what's your thoughts about that?
Wait,
you think these – go ahead, guys. My bad.
No, go ahead, continue, because I want to
You think the system cares any much about us? Man, these motherfuckers are sending billions over to Ukraine.
Yeah. You know, I know.
And that's the real news.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm glad you're going to start your channel, though. Definitely
yeah,
subscribe to that.
Within 1 week, that's going to be up and running. Anything else, Ken?
Yeah. No, just much love to you, myself. Keep it up. You're always positive. Positive energy.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Proud of you and everything, myself. But, this is just a lost case for these niggas. They'll look, prime example, look at a fucking monitor.
Mm-hmm.
These niggas, look at the monitor. I got niggas all over the place. The court case, people don't even understand. And we listening to it as if we know certain information, and we don't even know certain information.
Right.
But look, you see how the paperwork you pulled up and they went into years 2018. This is a RICO all the way.
Yeah. Conspiracy, yep.
Conspiracy, everything. These young niggas better wake up, man. There ain't nothing out here friendly for you. There ain't nothing friendly for you, man.
Nah, that's real shit.
Anyway.
What part of Virginia are you calling from, family? Lynchburg?
I'm from New York City, but in Virginia Beach. I've been out here since 08. And I see a whole bunch of New Yorkers out here. And they be lost, too.
But I got to say this. Shout out to Atlanta. The shit that I hate, because it be the sucker niggas, the lame niggas, the niggas that's not in the in crowd, the outcast, the, you know what I mean? They move down south. They move to these states, Virginia, North Carolina, South, especially Georgia and Atlanta, and they fuck it up for niggas like us, fuck it up for real, real niggas.
Yo,
go ahead.
You so real on that. You so real on that. Cause I'm going to tell you some shit, Mike. I hate New York niggas that come down now with that atmosphere of, I'm from New York, and they fucking loud as fuck.
Say the land.
They, nothing about them humble.
That's right.
Nothing about them humble. They don't even, if you get money, get your money in silence. If you're doing corruption, silence is the virtue to, niggas don't make sense being extra loud.
Trust me, I know exactly what you're saying. In closing.
Pete, even with the YSL case, look, you see how they, even some of the shit go back to sex, money, murder.
Bronx.
And extra indictments. Extra case. But you know what? Lock these fuckers up. The dumb ones need to get locked up. I can't feel sorry for these niggas, man. Because some of these dumb niggas would have blast me and you off the streets just for some dumb shit.
Right, absolutely, man. Hey, listen, man. Thank you for your call, King, because I'm about to get up out of here.
Man.
I appreciate you.
All love, man.
You already
know.
All
love, man.
Peace.
One.
Now, I'm shutting down the phone lines. I'm not taking any more calls. Hold on. This is going to be loud. Hold on.